Thank you, Jeff Lynn and Anushka Shankar there, showing a little of the influence Ravi Shankar had on the Beatles here in Little Steven's Underground Garage on this New Year's Eve 2012. My name is Chris Carter, and we're getting ready to kick off hour number three of Breakfast with the Beatles, and as promised, we have a special guest on the phone, the creator of The Sopranos and the writer-director of the brand new film, Not Fade Away. We'd like to welcome Mr. David Chase to Breakfast with the Beatles. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Not too bad. So I got a chance to see the film. So would you say this is a love story or a movie about music?
I would say it's a love story about music. That was the beginning of it, anyway. That was the first impetus, is that I love the music from the years, you know. I mean, I like a lot of music, but I really love the music from the years 1964 through 68, 69, and then picks up again in 78 or so. And this is a love letter to that music.
It's pretty cool because the guys in this film, they hear the Beatles on the radio, but they see the Rolling Stones on the Dean Martin show. That's a great concept because, you know, everybody always goes with, hey, you know, we saw the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan show. But it seems like the movie's a little more slanted to the Stones, yeah?
Well, the movie's more slanted to the Stones because I think for these particular guys, they pick something up about the attitude of the Stones that might have fit into their worldview a little bit better. But mostly, and being, I think you'll agree with me, as a musician, the Beatles were too hard. It was too hard to play the Beatles. The harmonies were too difficult. They were, you know, really complex. And I don't know, I don't even know anymore. What are those chords called? Six and stuff like that?
If you're a garage band, the Stones are probably, you know, since they're rooted in the blues, a lot easier to pick up, right?
Yeah, D major, G major, you
right.
know, that was a lot easier to pick up, right?
I got to tell you one thing, though. I'm watching the movie, and the whole time I'm sitting next to a friend of mine, I keep saying, every time Jack Houston's scene comes, I go, I know that guy. I know. Who? That's the two-faced guy from Boardwalk Empire. And everybody's going, no. And I'm like, it is, because he goes... And then, you know, he's got that voice. Sometimes he goes into that Boardwalk Empire voice.
And he does, like, occasionally, yes.
I said, that's Jack Houston. What made you pick him to be a band member?
He was better than the rest. you know, we started out trying to cast musicians who could do these parts. Little Steven was very adamant about that, and so was I. I thought it would be better if we could do that. We'd get a much more live-sounding record.
And then it'll look authentic. Yeah, the guys are actually playing, right?
The guys are actually playing in it. But we went out there looking for like one Frank Sinatra, what Elvis, and I don't know, what's the next, maybe Sting. And we couldn't find it. They just didn't come running through the door. And so we had to go back to the usual typical way of finding actors, which is through agent submissions and auditions and chemistry tests, camera tests and all that.
Now, there's a cool Beatle connection here, because what I read was when Little Steven was helping these guys learn their instruments, they brought in Andy White, who Beatle fans all know was the guy who took Ringo's place in the very beginning of the Beatles recording sessions. And I guess he lived in New Jersey or something?
He lives in New Jersey now. He lives in, you know, about like 20-mile radius of New York City. And he's in his 70s, I would imagine. And Steven found him through Max Weinberg.
Ah, those drummers stay connected.
Yeah, Max knew him through some drum store or drum center that he frequented. And one of the reasons, I mean, aside from Andy's pedigree of playing on Love Me Do, he also plays drums in the old-fashioned way, that they put the stick between the thumb and the finger, the left-hand side.
Right, right.
And that's the way kids would have played it in those play drums in those days.
You know what? While we're talking about Andy White, let's play Andy White and his Beatles doing Love Me Do here in Little Steven's Underground Garage, and we'll come back, talk some more with David Chase about his new film, Not Fade Away.
Love me do. Oh,
Beatles' Love Me Do, featuring Andy White on the drums here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. We still got David Chase on the phone talking about the new film, Not Fade Away. So David, the father in this film, played by James Gandolfini, where'd you find that guy, by the way? Was he like...
I was walking around the streets of Manhattan. He's one of those, you know, like in the subway, you know, one of those discoveries.
Was he like your dad growing up?
Pretty much, yeah. That character was based on my dad. Right. He says a lot of my dad's catchphrases and had my dad's attitude toward my appearance at that time. My dad was not so much an enemy of the music. I don't even think the music penetrated or I don't even think he was aware. I don't know how much he was aware of that or cared. But what he didn't like was how I looked, beetle boots and tight jeans.
I love the line. He keeps saying you look like an immigrant.
Yeah, for some reason, my father, I don't know what that is. Because I've been to Ellis Island, I visited the museum there, and it doesn't look like Woodstock. So I don't know what he was talking about.
I think the characters look pretty sharp in the movie. Getting all that 60s stuff, is that hard when you're making a movie? I mean, down to the Pep Boys truck and, you know, you got to make every scene for guys like me who grew up in North Jersey in the 60s, you know, because we're all looking like, wow, that looks so real. Tell us how you go about doing that and where did you end up shooting the movie?
Well, first of all, you do that by hiring really talented people to be your production designer and people who care. You know, a lot of movies, for example, with costumes would have created and sewn the stuff that the guys would have made it for the movie.
Right.
We didn't have the money for that, so they had to find existing jeans and existing shirts and things like that. We didn't have a big budget to build sets, but we could not find a kitchen that you could buy as a 1960s kitchen, because all that, obviously that equipment wears out and people replace it with more modern stuff.
Right, and the kitchens in the 60s weren't necessarily built in the 60s, they were built in the 40s, you know?
There you go.
Right.
Exactly.
So you got that weird thing to deal with. Well, you guys did a fab job, I gotta tell you.
Thank you.
Let's switch to the music real quick. Little Steven not only did the music for this film, but he's the executive producer. We'll get to that in a minute. But Steven knows his stuff, obviously, in this era. I made a movie once called The Mayor of the Sunset Strip about this guy, Rodney Bingenheimer, and I was the music supervisor. And we had 67 cues in the movie. You know, it was insane. And we had the Rolling Stones and Blondie and the Sex Pistols and every band you can name, right? And everybody always said to me, how'd you get Led Zeppelin in your movie? Because, you know, it's like $300,000. And I said, because they liked Rodney Bingenheimer. They liked the subject. Did you find, and do you think Steven also found, because everybody likes you guys, that it's easier to get cool music in your movie?
I think without Steven, it would have been impossible. I think people understand him as, as a great musician, number one, as a number one fan, and as a curator, and knowledgeable musician about the music. Nobody knows more than he does about it. And he's very likable. And he tells me also that a lot of musicians liked what we did with music on The Sopranos. So they
right.
Sort of trusted us.
Absolutely. And there's people are scared of you, let's be honest.
Oh, yeah.
I said, not really you, just Steven, because you're a nice guy. Let's play a song. This is funny, because I've had Steven on the show a bunch of times, and I'd always say, Steven, pick your favorite Beatles songs. And this one is always like number one or number two. And it's funny because the Beatles didn't write it. And it's Please Mr. Postman, which is also featured in Not Fade Away. So let's play Little Steven's favorite Beatles song and come back and talk a little bit more with David Chase right here in Little Steven's very own Underground Garage.
Wait, oh yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Girlfriend so far away. Please, Mr. Postman.
Took five people to write that song. Please, Mr. Postman from With the Beatles here in Little Steven's Underground Garage. We still got David Chase on the phone talking about his latest film, Not Fade Away, in theaters. Came out December 21st, so you should have seen it by now. So four Beatles songs, Mr. Chase, in this movie. That's quite an accomplishment.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. I'm very, very proud of that.
And the soundtrack is also out on Abco Records, which is also pretty cool, because you don't see many things out on Abco these days.
That was the Rolling Stones, or still is, the early Rolling Stones publishing company.
Yeah, it's great to see that. Even though this is Breakfast with the Beatles, David Chase, I know how much you love the Stones, and I know how this movie is kind of, you know, leans towards the Stones a little bit. If you could pick a Rolling Stones song, maybe your favorite one, we'll play it here, because again, I don't think Little Steven will mind.
Gimme Shelter.
Let's spin it for David Chase right here in your underground garage.
Thank you.
Rolling Stones for your Sunday here in Little Stevens Underground Garage. Gimme Shelter, selected by David Chase, writer and director of the new film Not Fade Away, which is in theaters right now, isn't it, David?
Yes, it is.
Congratulations on a great film. Again, I'm a kid from North Jersey who grew up in the 60s and went out to California to start a rock and roll band, so it really hit home with me, and I think all our listeners are going to dig it as well. Not Fade Away. Written and directed by David Chase. Thanks so much for taking time to call in on a Sunday morning.
Thank you.
And good luck with the movie.
Thank you very much.
All right. David Chase, everybody. What do you say we play the rest of the songs found in the film Not Fade Away, selected by our very own Little Steven Van Zandt? Is that all right with you? I thought so.